Hey everyone, welcome to Authenticated. Thanks for joining me. I hope you guys are doing good. Welcome, welcome, welcome into this message. Alrighty, we are looking at Matthew 16. So, what are we going to do? We're going to pray. Thank you for everyone that's joined in today. Thank you, Father, for them. Thank you that your spirit is with every single person and that your spirit is doing the work inside, in and through us all, teaching and training and guiding and leading. So thank you that you teach us how to yield to your spirit for the benefit of all people. Amen. Matthew 16, holy, says, Matthew 16, 1 says, let's read it in context. So it says, the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to Jesus and they tested him by asking him to show them a sign from heaven. So that's in the NIV version. The Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus and they tested him by asking him to show them a sign from heaven. We see it in another place in the Bible where Jesus says to the devil that you should not test the Lord your God. We see this in the CEV. It says the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to Jesus and they tried to test him by asking for a sign from heaven. All right, so now we're going to look at it in the Greek where it says, and having approached, the Pharisees and Sadducees testing asked him a sign out of heaven to show them. So having approached, so having drawn near, but having approached means having approached the time. Having approached the time is the time of testing for the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So the Pharisees are members of a religious sect. They see themselves as separate from sin and separate from the people. And they are scattered, right? They're actually scattered because they're separate. Now they see themselves as separate, but we're all one, and unity is what the Spirit is reveals. The Spirit reveals that we are one, we are united. But the Pharisees, members of religious sect who see themselves as separate, they're separate from sin or they're separate from others, yet they are actually scattered and not united. All right, and the Sadducees are heretics, are heretical because they see themselves as separate as well, not in unity with the body, and they see themselves as chosen or more special. So two types of character here is we see the Pharisee and the Sadducee. So it says here in Matthew 16:1 that having approached or drawn near. The Pharisees and the Sadducees testing. So having approached also the time of testing of the Pharisees and the Sadducees has arrived. Okay. And so testing there means like a trial. A test is where you scrutinize, you discipline and you examine. Scrutinize, discipline and examine. Okay. So he says that it's the time has approached for the Pharisees and the Sadducees to be tested. But with the way that it's written, it looks like it's saying that the Pharisees and the Sadducees thought that they'll approaching Jesus and they'll coming. They come like as if they're smarter, and they thought that they were coming to test Jesus because they thought they were like, so Jesus, give us a sign from heaven if you're really who you say you are. Right? Prove to us who you are. And so it's written in that way, but it's what it's also saying. You see, Jesus, so it was actually the way that God had set up for them to be tested, and they actually didn't even realize that. So here they are, they thinking that they're testing Jesus. They're thinking that they're in this position to be able to test or to scrutinize over him, to determine whether or not he's from God or whether or not he's from God or if he's in heaven or if he's able to bring something from heaven. create from heaven, for example, because they're saying, give me a sign. So they're coming to him like as if they've got their bill, they're going to scrutinize, and they're going to, and if, because it's testing as well, so we're going to scrutinize and say, are you, you're not from heaven, you're separate, you're if you're not from heaven, you're not from heaven. Or they're coming to scrutinize to see if he's able to prove that he's actually from heaven, right? So scrutinizing him, they're judging him, they're examining him, right? Examining and looking over him as if there's, they can determine whether or not he's worthy, really, to say he's from heaven or not. And so they think that that's what they're coming to do. But God, really, the flip side of it is that they've actually, it was their time of testing that had been approached. So Jesus has been sent to them to test them in their own, like they get caught in their own trap is really what happens. Is because they're coming there to try to test him, but really it was their appointed time to be tested. So the Lord was sent, had approached or drawn near to them for them to be tested, their time of testing, for them to be examined, for them to be scrutinized, right? It was actually the way God set it up. And so it says, and Jesus approached the Pharisees, asking for a sign. So, you know, have you recently asked for a sign, or have you asked for more, or, you know, are you, have you asked God for more or for a sign or to prove? Have you asked God to say, you know, am I a prophet or am I not a prophet, or am I this or am I not that, whatever it might be? That's testing, right? So we test, it's testing. So he says, and he asked him for a sign out of heaven. And might not say that out loud, but maybe in your heart, okay? So they're asking for a sign out of heaven. And a sign is proof, right? Am I right? Am I right? Am I this, am I that? Or of being right. You want proof of being right. I'm trying to prove you're right as well. And heaven means spirit. It's Uranus, which is the same word as sky. So it means heaven is the spirit, right? And to show. So ask him for a sign out of heaven to show them. To show means to bring forth to view, bring it out into public view, really, or to show them, to bring it forth so we can see it, right? Or and out of heaven means out from among. So they're coming saying, they're asking him for a sign. So they want to prove if he's right or not, but thinking about it in terms of scrutinizing a situation or a person and examining them to determine whether or not they're from, and I guess we can see whether or not, you know, is there any of that pharisaical seed and that Sadducee kind of seed, those characteristics in you at all, right? And is there any scrutiny or an examining or looking at anyone and going, or discipline, you know, thinking they need discipline or they need scrutinizing or they need to be examined because they're not, they're saying they're actually not from God, you know? You're trying to determine that. So this is what Jesus said. He says, so here they are thinking that they're able to test to determine what's from heaven and what's not. And really, because of that, they've called the testing upon themselves because it's made their time to be tested instead. Okay. And answering to give sense, so and answering them. So Jesus says, Matthew 16:2 says, and then answering them, answering means to give a sentence, to give a sentence against one. So the sentence, which is a answering, means to give a sentence against one, right? So there's a sentence against one. He says to them, evening having come, you say, fair weather is red for the sky. So I'll read it in the CEV. It says, he told them, if the sky is red in the evening, you say the weather will be good. Or he said, but he answered to them, when it is in the evening, you say it will be fair weather for the sky is red. But we look at the Greek and it says, so to give a sentence against one, he says, so the evening having come, evening means like after a very long time or after a Sabbath, after a rest, probably without kind of the spirit kind of thing, or a rest, yeah, after a Sabbath, after a rest without the spirit. So after a long time, evening also means, yeah, Sabbath, and it can, it's a feminine word, so, and it's also got there that it can be like Eve, you know, so it's like the feminine Eve. So you see the same word evening or in Mark 11 and 11:11. So 11:11 is like aligned as well, bringing alignment, which is spiritual, bringing the spirit and the earth in alignment together, spiritual, the heavens and the earth, aligning the spirits, the spirit and the earth together in alignment, which is and then I also kind of feel like that's kind of like a mirror. So it's like the mirror from the heavens, which is the spirit, and it's mirroring itself down here in the earth. And, you know, the it's the 11:11. So there's this alignment of the spirit and the earth, which is causes an opportunity or an opportune time or a time of in the season, the moment, when things are color like calibrated or brought into together, brought into union, brought into alignment, reflection, things like that. So he says, in the evening, after a long time of being in the Sabbath or without the spirit, the feminine Eve here, you know, it's like now is the hour where the feminine Eve has arrived kind of on the scene. He's talking about in, right? So the feminine Eve, the spirit has arrived on the scene. Coming to Jerusalem into the temple. You see, this is Mark 11. Coming to Jerusalem into the temple, having already looked around on all things, late being already being the hour. So late there, meaning after a long time as well, the time had arrived. So Mark 11:11 saying that he had arrived into Jerusalem, he's coming to the temple, and then he's had a very good look around, and then after a very long time, he's arrived, or the spirit's arrived. Matthew 16:12, on a look at reading, so evening. And so having come, he says, so fair weather. Oh, yes, Matthew 16:12. He says, and now, Eve, the spirit, after a long time, finally having come, you say. So finally, after such a Sabbath, after such a rest without the spirit, now the spirit's come as the feminine, as the feminine Eve, right? And then it says, well, fair weather, which is Judea. Is that like Judea, isn't it, really? But fair weather is Judea, which is Zeus, the god of the weather. It's a clear sky. So fair weather, he says, is red for the sky, or fair weather is red for the sky. Fair weather means like a clear sky. Is red means having become the color of fire or fire-like, or and for the sky means heaven, right? So the sky, it talks about the Uranus, which is heaven. So it's like the fire for the spirit has come, right? Fire for your spirit brings a clear heavens or a clear sky. So fair weather, which is Zeus of the weather, you know, Zeus in the god of the weather, which is a clear sky, right? And then it says, is red, so having the color of fire or fire like for the sky, for the heavens. So there's like this color of fire or this red which has come for the spirit, which is the spirit, but it's come for the heavens to bring a clear heavens, a clear sky. So the fire comes and it clears the spirit, brings a clear heavens. It's fire for your spirit that cleans out or clears up the heavens. Right, the heavens are inside of us, the heavens are around us, it's our atmosphere as well. It's everywhere, like the heavens is the spirit, it's a reflection. It's as above, so below, right? So he's saying, so after such a long time without the spirit has now come to bring you the color of fire, which is to bring that fire for your spirit, for your atmosphere, to bring you a clear heavens. Matthew 16:3 says, and then in the morning means to be in public view. So it means like when the day breaks. So you wake up, the day breaks, and now it's all in public view. So the fire's come. And now the sky is clear. And today, so now today it says a storm, which means today means now. And a storm means like there's a gap or an opening, all right? So it's like the heavens are opened. There's a gap, there's a channel as well. Storm can mean like a channel, a pouring out, okay? A pouring out of the fire, pouring out of this spirit. And it is red for being overcast, okay? So red is means to be reddened, and overcast means to be gloomy or somber. It also means to be towering, the word overcast, and it comes from the word stygonetos, which means to be hateful, detestable, and disgusting and repulsed, okay? And and it means to who hate good. It comes out of that word. So overcast means to be gloomy and to be towering. So to be towering over in a hateful or detestable or disgusting or repulsed way, as though hating what's good. And the Bible also says don't call what God has called clean unclean, and don't call anything bad, because God looked on the seventh day and said that it was all good, right? And so it says overcast means like gloominess in the skies and heavens. So it's like gloominess is like to be towering over, which is towering over is like pride, or standing over, or putting yourself as if you're above and you're looking down in a repulsed way, or disgusted and detestable way, and hating upon and looking down over and being gloomy and not happy but gloomy about it all. And it causes a reddening, because when the spirit opens up that gap, when the heavens open up and the spirit opens up, it causes this reddening, because there's also an embarrassment of like it can also represent that this embarrassment or this because of a humbling as well, but embarrassment of not understanding, or to have been wrong, or to have judged wrongly as well. And it's also like to be reddened, as if like the fire comes, because when you're towering over and there's hate and call and hating what is good, because all is good, right? Because it's a mirror of the heavens. So there we've got the heavens, and there we've got the earth, and then there's this mirroring happening. So it's all like a reflection of God. It's all a reflection of the spirit. It's all the spirit in and through all things, experiencing and that dark and the light is all part of the spirit. So not to hate anything that is good, for everything from the Lord is good, because He created all things and all people. And so as this gap, this the dog's looking at me. Yes, He created all things and all people, even you, Saudi. Correct. Don't look at me. Go that way. So today, now there's this gap and this opening, which is it's opened up this channel, this pouring of the Spirit, this pouring channel. It's a storm, and it feels probably like a storm, because it's the spirit against one's own towering and looking like detestable. So it's the storming of it. It's where the fire of the spirit comes against anything that is hateful or repulsive that is seen in that light. So it's to burn it out, because it's kind of like muddy waters, or the heavens aren't clear, the atmosphere is gloomy, the atmosphere is hateful. So it opens up this chasm, this channel, to pour in the spirit. So it can feel like it's like this spirit storming against the darkness, and the darkness is actually it's a towering, it's a mindset, it's a stronghold in the mindset where it stands itself up and is hateful and disgust and repulsed against sometimes people, sometimes what people do, sometimes situations, things like that. And coming from that towering, tall place and looking down upon in a repulsed way is not what Jesus did. He did not come down, and He did not feel repulsed, and He didn't feel disgusted or hateful or detestable at anybody. And so He says, truly, so is true. So that's what the spirit storms against, that mindset. It's not against anything else. It's the mindset. So truly the appearance of the sky, you know, to discern. Discern means to judge or to separate. Appearance means to, you know, appear. But I'll read it. So the appearance, so truly the appearance, which is the count, the surface, okay? So truly the surface of the sky, you know how to do so. So you can judge the at a surface level is kind of what he's saying. So you're able to judge at a surface level, but the appearance of the sky, you know how to discern, which is, you know, you understand how to kind of judge it at a surface level, but the sign of the times, you're not able to. And so, but the sign there means an indication or a distinct, it means a wonder. The sign of the times is a season, it's an opportunity, and it's a coming to head. So it's where the spirit comes to head with your spirit, your atmosphere, your in your, like in your presence, your face is your countenance. So it comes, the spirit comes to head into with you, because the spirit's the head, and you're joined into the head. So now things come to a head, and what comes to a head is in this moment is this gloominess, this towering over, being hateful, being repulsed by things and people, when you're not to hate what's good, because God sees all as good. He sees everyone through the eyes of Jesus, and everyone is in his son and perfect in his, and that's how he sees them, and he loves that. So he says, so but you're able to, on a surface level, you're able to discern or judge what you think is so it's the appearance, which is that the sky. So on a surface level, you understand the heaven. Okay, on a surface level, you understand the heaven. You're able to judge or separate the this life from the heavens, kind of thing. So you're able to judge heaven, like you can understand heaven on a surface level. But the signs of the times, you don't, he says. But the signs of the times. So the word signs is a miracle, right? Or someone that's been marked. For a distinguished marking, so somebody that's been marked with heaven, somebody that's been marked for heaven. So he says, so but the signs of the times, you're not able to. So on a surface level, you can go, you can determine heaven, but the signs of the times, so somebody that's marked with heaven as a sign, somebody that's marked by my, somebody who's marked from heaven, the spirit, you're not able, you can't determine that. So on a surface level, you understand heaven, but you're unable to judge or discern somebody who's marked for heaven as an opportunity, as somebody who brings signs of the times, also marked with heaven for a season, for an opportunity for your season, as an opportunity for your to bring things to a head, to make things come forth for you, or to bring things into public view for you, to bring things forward for you, right? And he says, but you're not able, so you're not capable or strong, or you don't have the power to see this, right? And so he says in Matthew 16:4, did I finish? Yeah. And he says, so you're not able to see that. And then in Matthew 16:4, he goes on to say, well, a generation that's evil and adulterous, a sign they seek and a sign they won't be given to it, if not the only sign of Jonah. So, and then having left them, he went away. So he's saying that it's an adulteress, which means like faithless. There's no real faith in God, or not understanding the faith of God. For this generation, that's evil, which is looking, evil is calling things not good. That's what evil is calling, because he says to not do that. So that's evil. And so he says, so that an adulteress is to be without, like, faithless. That's faithless, without believing believing that God is like this spiritual reflection down here on earth is kind of just like a, I mean, that's the light from the heavens. We don't really have light on earth. Our light comes from the heavens because it's the sun and the moon and they're in the heavens. If we don't have the heavens and we don't have light down here anyway, because there's nothing that functions on the earth as light, like an omniscient light. Only the sun and the moon are omniscient. And for all of us to be able to receive light. So if we remove out, we block out that light and that light from the heavens, we won't have light. So really the light that's down here is all from heaven. And it's a reflection down here of the heaven, right? And so it's a manifestation of the spirit in some way. And it all looks very different sometimes, but he says to call it all as good and to, you know, and then there's a lot of things what we need to do, which we can learn about as you go along. But Matthew 16:4 says, so the only sign you're going to be given is a Hebrew prophet. Okay, so he's saying like, you guys are up there, like you're down here and you just want a sign, you're asking for a sign. He goes, the only sign you're going to be given is a Hebrew prophet, which is Jonah, because he's a Hebrew prophet. Okay. And then he says, and then having left them, so that, I mean, we can look at that. A sign is a somebody that's marked with the spirit. So the only sign you're going to get, the sign is, you know, a marking as a Hebrew prophet as well. So you'll be given a Hebrew prophet that will mark you as well, as a sign of the times, okay? And then only are you given is a Hebrew prophet. So then, and then he says, then he leaves them in the lurch. Then he leaves them, which means to be left behind with, you know, left behind, left in the lurch, left behind, fallen short, right? So they miss the sign. They miss the marking. They miss the marked one or something like that. So they fall short. And then he says he left them and he left them behind, which means to be without a prophet. Okay, so why? Because they couldn't follow the prophet and they wanted more. They couldn't just follow simply Jesus come, says follow me. They couldn't follow him. They wanted more. They wanted a sign. They wanted prove it, show me, da 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 da. So the only sign you're going to get is a Hebrew prophet and you're going to be marked as such as well. You'll be marked with the spirit, and then from the, because there were before, remember, there was no spirit. So the Hebrew prophet comes. So firstly it was, there was a Sabbath, there's a rest without the spirit, you didn't have, but now the spirit's come and it marks you, and then the prophet leaves, and then you have the spirit, and then you need to, then you're left with no prophet, but only with the spirit. So now you've got to learn how to follow the spirit, because you wouldn't follow the prophet, you wouldn't follow Jesus. So you wanted more, you wanted a sign, you wanted to prove it, you wanted heaven, you wanted rah rah, you want more. So you get the spirit, you're marked with the spirit, and then you got to follow the spirit, learn how to follow the spirit. Get more from the spirit, and as you only have the spirit to kind of lead you now. You're not in, and if you don't learn how to cling to the spirit, follow the spirit, become the spirit, then you will be left behind, you will fall short, and you'll be left in the lurch. So that's what that scriptures are. Cling to the spirit. Love yous. Good luck. Ciao.